Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First, a multinational force struggles to uproot gangs in Haiti. Then later, the Lord moves mightily in the Middle East and North Africa region. We'll explain what's happening in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in the Global South, where Haitian and Kenyan forces are teaming up today to oust gangs from a rough part of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Gangs controlling 80% of Port-au-Prince have left more than 500,000 people homeless as they fight to expand their territory. Over 3,200 people have lost their lives in gang violence between January and May of this year, AMG International's Brian Dennett says.
Hopes that things would get under control with some of the peacekeeping efforts have not been realized thus far, according to our team.
An international policing mission organized earlier this year was supposed to help restore order. But only 400 of the promised 2,500 soldiers have arrived so far, and they haven't made any progress against the gangs.
People are very afraid. They're not leaving their homes. They're afraid of being wounded or even killed by the gunfire.
Furthermore, Haiti's inflation rate has surged to nearly 30%, crippling the economy. People struggle to afford basic essentials, including health care.
Our clinics have tried to balance being sustainable in Haiti by offering free health care, but charging for the cost of medicine. Inflation has caused a massive uptick in patients that have no ability whatsoever to pay, even for the cost of medications that they need.
Your gift allows AMG to provide care for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We'll connect you in the full story at our website. Next, the Israeli Defense Force began raids in the West Bank last week as they continue to flush out Hamas. On Thursday, the IDF reported it eliminated an Islamic Jihad commander. It's the latest stage in the ongoing war in the Holy Land, and Israelis are feeling the economic impact. Pastor Israel Pakhtar with Beit Halal Congregation says,
the needs are great because military expenses are very high, very, very high. And it's affecting the Israeli economy. The prices are growing, you know, the economy is suffering, and we're going to see consequences more and more, because this war is very costly.
However, the light of Christ is shining through. Beit Halal Congregation has a ministry supporting Israeli Christians in the military. Pakhtar estimates there are at least 1,000 Christians currently in the IDF, 35 of whom are from his church.
We never had such a big number of Christians who are in the army, who are sharing their faith and becoming a living letter of Jesus for all people.
Get invested spiritually through prayer.
We do send prayer guides, how to pray for Israel specifically, every week. So people who want to pray not only generic prayers, but specific prayers, they can sign up for our email. That's the best way, actually, email, and just to follow and take it into their prayer lives. When people pray, we do feel it. I mean, Israel needs prayer.
An unrest in the Middle East and North Africa seems to dominate news cycles. However, amid this turmoil, the MENA Leadership Center offers training for local leaders. Jennifer Murph with the MENA Leadership Center says,
these are already existing leaders who are looking to have even greater impact. We do this through digital courses that are live and online. We focus on social entrepreneurship and practical ministry training so that they can have a greater impact in the region, because God is moving in the Middle East, even if you don't hear it on the news.
There are many groups that provide theological training. However, the MENA Leadership Center offers unique courses that focus on maximizing reach. Courses include financial organization, strategic planning, and market research. While these courses are critical, getting the resources to students can be difficult without partners. Murph asks for prayer.
There is not a day that passes by that you do not see what's going on in the region on the news. And so we need the Lord to move in a great way. The second thing we need is we need the finances to provide the courses. We are looking for people to maybe sponsor a class or sponsor a student.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.